Chapter 35 Church Picnic. Buck did not see the pretty teacher again until the church picnic a month later. The preacher had a firm policy against bringing firearms to any church functions. Buck felt naked without a six-shooter strapped to his side, but he had to comply with this rule or the members would exclude him. Wearing a gun felt natural to Buck. He usually strapped on his before putting on his boots. The years spent out west had taught Buck the value of a good sidearm. Better to have one and not need it, than to need one and not have it. Buck rode to the picnic with Iris, Luther, and Richie. The smell of the fried chicken Iris had fixed was so tempting that Buck slipped two drumsticks out of one of the baskets. Then he and Richie secretly ate them on the ride into town. Even though they were sitting on the very back of the wagon, Buck dared not risk any more thievery. Iris had worked very hard preparing this food and had a good idea as to how many pieces of chicken each basket contained. The Adams farm always provided most of the chicken for these affairs. As they approached the church, Buck noticed the new schoolteacher talking to Mr. Anderson and his wife. After he helped unload the wagon, Buck walked over to Mr. Anderson with some lame question about his horse needing new shoes, just to be near this pretty young thing. Something about her fascinated Buck. Perhaps it was her total dislike for him that made Buck want her. He had been with many women that were more attractive and smarter to boot, yet he felt drawn to this one for some odd reason. When Buck walked up, Mr. Anderson extended his big hand and greeted him warmly. The teacher just turned her back, as if he was not even there. His disruptive behavior in her classroom still had her upset. Buck talked about horseshoes, only half listening to Anderson's replies. Buck's concentration was centered on this lovely creature's back, wondering how it would look without the confines of clothing. Then Mr. Anderson's word cut through Buck's daydreaming when he said,
"I'd like for you to meet my youngest daughter, Eve."
As he took the new schoolteacher by the arm and turned her toward Buck,
"She's been back east getting herself educated. Graduated top of her class at the Long Island Female Seminary."
Buck could tell Mr. Anderson was very proud of his daughter's achievement. Very few women had a proper education.
"Unfortunately, Mr. Adams and I have already met. He stopped by the school to show the children how not to act in class."
She then turned away and headed towards a group of other women who were standing in the shade of the big maple tree in front of the church.
"Oh, that's right. She told me about that deal with the big Larson boy. I bet he ain't bothered Richie no more."
His big grin showed that he had approved of the way Buck had handled the matter, even if his daughter had not.
"No,"
Buck said absent-mindedly as he watched Eve walk away, her hips swaying ever so slightly as she left. He again found himself undressing her in his mind. Buck could imagine the two of them tumbling about in a hayloft somewhere naked, clutching each other in a sexual dance that sent shivers down his spine. Mr. Anderson interrupted Buck's fantasies when he asked,
"So when do you want to bring your horse by?"
"Next week sometime. I'll let you know."
Buck then headed back to where Iris was setting the baskets of chicken out on a red checkered tablecloth draped over some boards that spanned two sawhorses. His homemade table strained under its load of fried chicken, biscuits, potato salad, along with an assortment of cakes and pies. Buck was planning on sampling everything. He was casually walking to the table when this big Swede rushed up and hit him square on the tip of his chin. The food had distracted Buck's normal cat-like reflexes. As he fell, Buck saw a large shape that almost blocked out the sun. His attacker was Sven Larson, a new arrival in town. Several immigrant families had started homesteading around Wilsonville in the last year or so. Apparently his son was the one Richie had fought. Looking up from the ground at this giant of a man, Buck could see where the boy had gotten his size. Sprawled there in his shadow, Buck instinctively felt for his gun, then remembered that he was unarmed. This job would have to be handled the old-fashioned way, with fists. Buck shook the cobwebs from his head and then regained his feet. Again, a big right hand came rushing toward Buck's head, only this time both men were aware they were in a fight. Buck sidestepped the blow and delivered one of his own, which had little effect. The big man's jaw was like hitting a brick wall. All he did was smile and showed no sign that Buck's punch had even bothered him. Buck had fought big men before, but none this big. One thing in Buck's favor was his speed. Big men are usually slower due to their size. As long as he could avoid those big fists and did not let the larger man grab hold of him, he should be able to wear this brute down. With his plan of attack firmly in mind, Buck set about bringing down this mountain. Every time the big man swung, Buck would duck under and hit the guy's ribs twice. Even though Buck hit him with all of his might, the Swede showed little sign that he felt the blows. Buck was aggravated with the lack of effect of his punches, and it was getting harder to catch his breath. Slowing the pace for 1 second to fill his lungs with much-needed air, Buck did not see the big left coming that clubbed the side of his head. This blow sent him once again to the ground. He cleared his vision with a quick head shake just as a big foot came crashing down toward his face. Buck barely rolled out of the way in time as the ground thudded from this giant's stomp. Unknown to Buck, Miss Anderson had run up to the sheriff, who was busy with one of Iris's drumsticks, and pleaded,
"Please stop this fight, Sheriff. He's twice the size of Mr. Adams."
The sheriff answered calmly as he finished his chicken and licked his greasy fingers.
"He might be twice the size, but he ain't twice the man."
Trying to stomp a man's head changes the rules of a fight. Up until this point, Buck had fought fair. If the use of feet was going to be a part of this fight, feet he would get. Buck's next blow was a sharp kick to the Swede's crotch. This blow he felt, and it showed. He sucked in a large gulp of air, and his eyes crossed for a moment. When he bent forward and his hands went to comfort his damaged private parts, Buck brought his knee up under the man's chin with such force that Swede fell backward to the ground, unconscious. The sheriff turned to Miss Anderson and said with a big grin as he picked up another drumstick,
"Told you he weren't quite the man."
Buck could not help himself. He walked over to Miss Anderson and said,
"And that is how you are not supposed to act at a church picnic."
"You men are all alike. You think violent behavior is a solution for everything."
She then stormed off up the street. Even mad, Buck thought she looked good walking away.